your home for football all season long.
This is big boy football.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
No news.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm looking now. You guys like cuties?
Love them.
Talking about the orange cuties.
Five, in my bag right now.
Three-pound bag right now, just $5.48 over Ingles with your Ingles Advantage card. Love that. Boneless sirloin steaks. Right now you're saving $3 a pound at Ingles to $7.98 a pound. Assorted bone-in pork chops, $2 a pound. You say, that's half price. It's less than half price. $1.98 a pound. I'm going to go get the thick cut pork chops. I'm going to do that today. Got to grill those out. 70 degrees be grilling out. Told you about the Tyson Boneless skinless chicken breast right now. Just $2.98 a pound. That's saving $1.70 a pound on that. I mentioned yesterday about coffee lovers. The Starbucks bag, the K-Cups, the cold brew espresso, all that's on sale right now. You can save $7 on that. I love orange juice. We don't drink enough orange juice in my family right now. Saving $2.40 for 46-ounce Tropicana orange juice right now. Avocados, just 78 cents a piece. Hey, great specials. California Naval oranges. Man, I love oranges. 78 cents each right now. Go by and see my great friends at Ingles. Love the prices.
If you like oranges, this is a great day to go to Ingles.
Yes,
oh my
it is.
God.
With cuties and Naval oranges.
Three different orange-coated foods, drinks.
Yes.
Orange, you glad about that?
I am, for sure. All right, hour number two.
You're way too proud of yourself. A double fist bump over there.
Glad to have you back with us here. Hour number two. And hour three, Dane Young reviews Georgia's football season, talks NFL guys leaving early, including Oscar Delft is leaving early now, and the transfer portal for Georgia. We'll get a PGA Tour preview for 2026 with Andrew Oliphant at 8:25. And at 8:45, Clemson basketball coach, men's basketball coach Brad Brunell joins us. Big game tonight up in Little John Coliseum, 9 o'clock, 24th ranked Southern Methodist University comes to town. SMU comes to town. Let's get to some phone calls here early today. Delvin's up first. Delvin, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good, bud. Very blessed.
Yeah, you talking about transfer report. When do you think we'll start seeing some offensive players? I know they got the tackle they looking at. When do you think they can start offensive players?
I think you'll see some of that this week. I think the tackle might be coming later this week. You got to do all this by the middle of next week. School starts today, and then you'll get it about a week for the last day to enroll kind of thing, if you're going to get in the spring semester. So you got about a week to do it. I think you'll see a bunch over the weekend. You know, Chad Morris getting in place, the offensive staff getting in place. I don't think you'll see the numbers on offense, but I still think you need, obviously, offensive line right now, and I think you might need maybe – running back, maybe. I don't know if you need tight ends, but definitely offensive line right now might be one of those guys to look at.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, the offensive line. But, what a haul they getting on defense with the linebacker from California, Ferrelli.
Yeah.
I don't know why everybody – I heard people talking about, oh, he's from the Sun Belt. Though I saw the message board, oh, Clemson didn't get no big name safety. I said, the guy is an all-conference safety at the Sun Belt.
Yeah.
Imagine what he can do at a big level with better – I ain't going to say better coaching, but you know what I'm saying.
The
resources he's going to have around him.
No, I think what you see with the transfer portal now, you go get a guy from Western Manitoba, Canada. If he's a player, he's a player. And we're finding players. I mean, the quarterback that's going to play in the semifinals with some Ferris State, I don't care. I don't care where they played last year. Makes not a dime of difference to me. If you can play, you can play.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. And I'm going to see what they can do on the defense line. I see they're getting the back seven care. Now I see, can you get the defense line like the Courtney Kelly kid?
Yeah.
And start like that on the front now.
And defensive end, too, now, because I think you got to have some defensive ends coming in, too, no doubt.
Yeah, defense end, to see what you can get there.
Yeah.
In the transfer portal, but.
Yeah.
Tom Malone said they were going to be ferocious in the transfer portal, and he won't lie.
Tom Allen's done an amazing job with going out, identifying these guys, getting in there early and taking care of it, and this defense will be better as a result, it looks like to me.
Yeah, it looks like this is going to be a defensive team.
Yeah.
It looks like we're going to have Virginia at quarterback.
I mentioned the one in hour one. I'm going to mention it here in a second, Devin. I appreciate the phone call, man.
Yeah, thanks for my call.
A great day for sure. Look, everybody wants more. And you see a name, you see where a guy played, and we're thinking, oh, man, this transfer portal guy is going to be amazing. He's just going to be incredible. And it's a new name. As fans, man, we love new names and new – and there's always hope. You know, we're selling hope here, man. Our staff, we do a tremendous job of identifying, right? I mean, for instance, of the three you got last year, let's go over those guys quickly. At wide receiver – Tristan Smith played in 13 games, 24 catches, 239 yards, and a touchdown. About what you thought, County, I'll start with you, about what you thought, better or worse than what your expectations for him?
I honestly thought that he would be more productive coming in to Clemson. I'd like to see him utilize a little bit more this upcoming year. I don't know if he was given the extra year of eligibility, but I'd like to see him used a little bit more. He's an electric guy. You can see the energy, his presence when he's on the field. Man, he's just got to hold on to that ball, baby. Just hold on to that ball.
Sam, 24 catches, 239 yards, one touchdown. Less than you thought, more than you thought, or about what you thought?
I was responding to a text. Who is this?
Tristan Smith.
I wasn't as high on Tristan Smith as a lot of people were. I think I kind of expected what he gave them.
That's about what I would expect.
He had a role. I mean, he had a role, and he came from a small school, so that's a valuable piece to add. You can never... He had more drops than I would have liked, but I would be fine if he came back another year if he could find a way to do it.
Jeremiah Alexander, 13 games, 3 starts, 220 snaps, 33 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 2 pass broken ups, and 7 quarterback pressures. Sam, I'm sorry, that's not right. That's Caper. 33 tackles, 1.5 tackles for loss, 1 sack, 3 pass broken ups, 2 quarterback pressures. For him. So 33 tackles and 220 snaps and 3 starts.
I wanted him to play a little bit more. I thought he could have played a little bit more, but generally wasn't expecting him to play like a super big role, but I think he should have played a little bit more.
Keanu?
I agree with Sam. He probably could have played a little bit more.
Not great against the pass. Great against the run. And Will Helt, obviously, started all 13 games, 583 snaps, 48 tackles, 15.5 tackles for loss, 7.5 sacks, 4 pass breakups, 12 quarterback pressures. This is better than you thought, right? Nobody saw him doing that.
Yeah, he blew me out of the water.
Right. So, but the point is, and what we mentioned in hour one is, Carter and Washington and Starr and Ferrelli, the 4 you got so far. Ferrelli's a football player. We know that. The other ones, everybody's excited about. And in most years, if he was having to beat out, they were beating out Avion Terrell or beating out, really good safeties we had here in the past. You'd go, oh, man, these guys are going to be great. And they get here, they're not great. They need players, man. Like, this secondary was so bad that almost anything's an upgrade. And, I mean, I hate to put it that way, but am I wrong?
That's like they were slow, rock in the ocean, man. We need anything.
Anything. They were slow. They were unathletic. And they busted assignments. They didn't tackle well. I don't know anything that safeties did well last year. What, to get run over physically? Get blow coverages, give up bombs, wheel routes. Like, did they do anything well? Am I wrong? Well,
apparently, getting run over physically gets you to Georgia these days, so that's a little stunning to me. But my general thought on the portal is, point blank, they're going to bring in a lot of guys this offseason. A few of those guys are going to suck. They're not going to be good enough, probably.
Right.
They're going to come out, and we're going to see them play,
right,
and they're probably not going to be good enough. But you have to try something, and you have to have a plan.
Yep.
Of some sort, and Tom Allen very clearly has a plan where he's going to bring in longer, faster guys on defense at each position, and if that doesn't work, so be it. It's worked other places for him. It worked at Penn State, so they're doing what they should be doing. So if it doesn't work and it backfires, at least on the defensive end of things, and these guys aren't as good as we think they're going to be or hope they're going to be, at least you can say, well, they tried. The talent evaluation may have been wrong, but at least they tried. It's a step up from where they were the last few seasons where they weren't willing to make that jump. So
Can't be any worse than what it was. It's safety and nickel, man.
It can always get worse, but I'm not sure with these guys it will. I don't know if it can get that much worse.
I don't see how in the world it could get worse. Butch is up next. Butch, thanks for hanging on. How you doing? Hey, Butch.
Good morning, gentlemen.
You doing right? Yeah, we're great, man. You doing okay?
Oh, yeah, man. I guess I'm doing all right. I'm happy about the two big guys that Carolina's got for their offensive line. They got a Miller and Purvis.
Right.
And now that Purvis, you talk about a dude, now you got a dude. 6'5", 360 pounds.
Yeah. Now remember this. Much like Clemson secondary, we talk about the Gamecocks offensive line. Couldn't have been any worse. And these guys have played a bunch of football so far. And experienced right. interior guys, yeah, you got to have players like that, no doubt about that. And I think it's not great, but you're just getting started. More coming.
Yeah, and I'm a little nervous. I mean, I say a little nervous. You know, the Miller, he's 6'2", 295. I mean.
Center, though.
That's a. Huh?
Center. And you know, centers aren't the biggest cats in the world compared to the rest of the offensive line. I think you're going to like Carter. Experience.
Okay.
He played at James Madison. He played at Louisiana Monroe. Yeah. He played at Central Florida. He's been around the block. Experienced
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
He had some good pro football focused numbers. I think that both these are upgrades from what you had last year. Experienced guys.
Oh, 10 times better.
Yep.
I always get worried, you know, like you said, just they're selling us on new names and the hype of them right now.
Yep, yep. And we buy it.
And I just,
We buy it because we want to believe it. But, again, your offensive line's a lot like Clemson's secondary in that, man, I watched just awful offensive line play at South Carolina last year.
Yes, sir.
Can't be any worse.
No. It can't be any worse. And I was listening to a guy that said, you know, if we'd have had a mediocre line last year, we might have won half our games.
Yeah, yeah. Offensive line,
you look at what we did with an just atrocious line and kept it close with a couple good teams.
Yeah. Yep, no doubt. Yeah, it is by far
right.
number one for you guys. And two down, I think you got to get at least three more.
Oh, I'm saying seven.
Could be.
I'm saying spend all the money on the line this year.
Yep.
You got what you wanted back. Your excuse was the line's no good. Let's buy one and see what happens.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. I'm totally with you.
All right.
I appreciate
hey,
it, my friend.
Nick,
yes, sir?
I need some prayers from you guys for my grandfather.
Okay.
I don't think he'll be here with us much longer, but I'd appreciate some prayers for the family.
Just did, bud, to you. You keep me up to date with it and let us know if anything else we can do.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Prayers for sure. I know our listeners will be doing the same. Jerry is in Simpsonville. Jerry, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's going on, Mick?
Not much, buddy. You doing okay?
I'm hanging in there, doing
good.
Well.
Good.
Hey, listen, before I get to the football stuff, I got to tell you, you were cracking me up yesterday morning. So, I mean, I was laughing out loud in the truck.
What were we talking about?
So we got Butta Johnson on the basketball team.
Oh yeah,
I think maybe a good nickname for you is Butta Plyler after digging out some butter out of that freezer.
Man, look, you got to get it. Folks didn't hear it. My son ate a piece of butter and he put the butter on top where it should have gone one row over and it got stuck down. It fell down to the ice dispenser. My wife says, what's wrong with the ice dispenser? It's all jammed up. There's nothing coming out. I can stick my hand, like I'm sticking my hand up in a cow, you know, like trying to inseminate some sort of cow. I got an elbow deep up in there trying to get this thing out. Comes out, it's butter. And so, yeah, a stick of butter's up in my ice. So, and that was after I had to get the remote control out of the toilet because it got dropped in the toilet yesterday.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That had me cracking up out loud because that right there brought back memories of years ago when my 3-year-old son, I mean, this was in the hall bath back when he was three, and I'm a granddad now. So, but anyway, the hall bath wouldn't flush. I'm in there plunging and stuff. You'll never guess what I dug out of there.
No.
Not one, not two, not even three, but four. Four C-size, as in Clemson, C-size batteries. And so I had to as best I could with a 3-year-old let him know we don't try to put the batteries in the toilet.
Man.
So when you were talking about that yesterday, it just brought back memories.
You know what else?
So I just had to.
This is a magic trick, and I'd seen it before. I never dropped anything in water before, but you put it in a bag of rice, and all of a sudden it dries it out. The remote control wasn't working, and now it's working. How about rice, man, picking up and doing a little job? And I asked my wife, can we still cook the rice? She said, Mickey, that's been toilet water's been in there. You wouldn't cook with it? No, we're not.
Can we still cook the rice?
No, we're not doing that.
That's funny, though. But that rice is an amazing thing. I've done that with a phone before.
That's crazy. I don't know. I mean, how do we know? Who decided that? Like, who discovered that? I don't know. Butter plotter.
It's an ingenious invention, though. Yeah. But, yeah. No, I had to throw that out there. But then I heard you guys earlier on the football front, the portal front. I totally agree. If we're not going to spend the money on the quarterback, then you go all in on these other positions, and you spend the money like the Pirelli, the linebacker and stuff, and these other positions, including let's go out there and get a punter that can really boom that thing and flip the field, and can actually throw a pass to somewhere besides the middle of nowhere.
we'll go check out the punter's arm, huh?
Yeah, check out that punter. But we could use a flip the field punter and even a great return man that doesn't have to try to, you know, because that would end up ending Wesco's season was on a punt return.
Hey, you know what, Jerry? We're talking about maybe 1980s Clemson football. We're going to have a strong kicking game, and we're going to play some defense. Probably play some field position games, hey, huh?
There's some secret sauce in that.
I like it, man. Let's just get that. But the only thing is we're going fast on offense. Can't slow it down. But let's limit the offense over there, and let's find a way to play it. Win 13-10. Suits me. What scored 10 last year anyway? Might as well try to do it the other way.
And listen, I'll go ahead and end this with a little dad joke for you because I think you'd appreciate this. So why did the Scarecrow win a prestigious award?
I don't know.
Because he was outstanding in his field.
I love it. I love it. My son will hear that one.
I knew you'd love a good dad joke.
I got one for you quickly before I let you go. My son tells this one. He now says that I know 25 letters of the alphabet, but I don't know why. So, good dad joke. Good dad joke.
That is. That's good.
I like it. All right, Jerry.
Speaking of a crow, I hope I can eat some crow.
Me too.
I hope I can eat some crow.
Serve it up.
Going after a quarterback in the portal.
Serve it up. I hope the guy wins the Heisman Trophy next year, no doubt. Good stuff, Jerry.
Thanks for the phone call. Take it easy, man.
You too, my friend. Short break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Come to your phone calls. I got a bunch of texts to get to as well. More after this.
Weight loss is hard. I know for a lot of you feel that. You understand that because you've been trying to lose weight for years. Maybe you lost weight successfully in the past. Now you put on a few pounds. You want to drop them. And it's just harder than it used to be. Well, it's not because you don't have enough willpower. It's not because your body's broken. It's just the natural result of slowing metabolism. Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they help people identify what's actually blocking fat loss. I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks with PhD Weight Loss, and it's because they got to the bottom of my metabolism slow, and then they sped up my metabolism so that I was burning fat like I used to when I was 15, 16, 17 years old. It's incredible, and that's why I've been in the maintenance program for 5 years now, because that's the result that I've seen. That's the result I want you to see as well. If you want to understand why your body's not cooperating, call PhD now. Mention Fix My Weight Loss to unlock our New Year special. It's free, it's personalized, and it can explain everything. Call 864-644-1900 and say Fix My Weight Loss. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphcweightloss.com.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process. From design, selection, installation, and even beyond, Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long-term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
American Door Mashers, they're doing an incredible job for you. You know, right now, hopefully you're out of your garage. Hopefully you're on your way to school. School started back and you're not late. You're not having to call the boss and the meeting's not postponed. American Door Mashers does an incredible job for you. Go by and see them, AmericanDoorMasters.com. Their website has it all. They'll tell you about the broken, busted springs and what all that looks like. And bottom line is American Door Mashers is going to do a terrific job for you. 24-hour emergency services. Five-star reviews, man. Commercial garage doors, residential garage doors, service and repair. All those springs and cables and motors and remotes, they'll do it all for you. On the commercial end of it, the dock equipment and the edge of dock levelers and the bumpers and the shelters, the dock seals, they'll do it all for you. 864-990-3075, American Door Masters. .com to our phone lines again. My friend Red checking in here. Good morning, Red. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, buddy?
Well, bless. So doggone bless.
Hey, so like I was just saying, you know, I was at the beach all week and went down to the Beach Ball Classic and I watched the Knipple Brothers.
Oh.
The
Young Ones.
Hey, the Young Ones. A sophomore, freshman, and a junior. And, man, it must be really nice to have three D1 players.
All right. What did the I think about this now. What was the first one's name here at Duke?
Con.
I just know.
Right, Con.
Yeah.
All right. I wonder, yeah. Sam, look this up for me. What was Con Knipple's NIL at Duke, and what's his contract look like in the NBA, his rookie contract? And now I'm looking at it. You got Kager, Kingston, Cash,
yeah,
and Kidman. I got four more coming.
Yeah, Kidman didn't play.
Okay.
But the other ones did.
Kager, Kingston, and Cash played, huh?
Yeah. And the sophomore is, whew, they won it all.
They won the whole thing?
They won it all. They won the whole thing.
This is Wisconsin school? Is it Wisconsin, or are they off somewhere else?
Yes, there's a team. No, it was from Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're good.
All right.
But, on three, projected $660K for Con Knipple at Duke. We don't know if that's true or not. It's a projection. He makes $11.5 million or so a year with the
Hornets. Let's say 12 total. All right. $12 million for the first one. And you're telling me it's going to get better. This family, man. Now, his mom was a basketball player at Wisconsin Green Bay. His dad was the leading scorer at Wisconsin Lutheran College. And so these people just bred, man. Like, this is like having the horse stud fees up there. He's got a couple of basketball. His uncles refereed in the Big Ten and played 3-on-3 tournaments, and one of them played at Green Bay, played in the NBA. Matter of fact, one of his uncles did. So this is nothing but one big gene pool of basketball.
Yeah, they look good. But, hey, just got to give a shout-out to my guys. They have a tournament right after the Beach Ball Classic called the Carolina Classic, Carolina Forest Classic. And Christchurch basketball, 3A.
There you go.
Went down and won the whole tournament.
That's your
and
guys.
They beat the number 5 team, Dutch Fork, in the state.
Get it done.
To win the championship.
That's your guys. Yeah.
Those my guys there.
That's your
man, they,
now they came out and volunteered with you, but they asked you got to be the, and you spoke to the team and all that, and now you got to show up to all their games over there, and you're a good luck charm for them, it seems like.
Yeah, so I went there, and now they play a tough one Friday night against St. Joe's, so everybody come out and support the Christchurch team, man.
That's a rivalry now.
Good group of kids.
All right, where's the game Friday night? Is it St. Joe's or is it at Christchurch?
No, it's Christchurch.
All right, Friday night. I'm going to Daniel game Friday night. We've got a rec basketball night at Daniel High School basketball. Some little high school basketball Friday night. Yeah, and then get home and watch for the Indiana and Oregon game. Might delay that one a little bit.
Yeah. So, but Mickey, I need to give y'all an update about the Christmas.
All right.
So you remember the guy who was trying to get his life back together and get back what my friend used to call it, get back in the big bed. Well, here's a report. They woke up for Christmas and the little boy ran up into his daddy's arms and said, "Daddy, this is the best Christmas ever." And he was, and this is a guy who is doing everything he can to get back with his family. And he said, "Man, after Christmas Day, my wife is looking at me like she looked at me the first time I met her."
Oh, how about that?
And, man, we was eating breakfast yesterday, and he was telling me that story. And I just couldn't think about the Roar listeners, how they stepped up. And now they've made this guy who, you know, when you're dealing with alcohol and drugs, it takes a while for people to trust you again.
Yeah.
It took my wife a long time, but I was so thankful when I was able to get back under the covers in the big bed.
Well, let me ask you this. Man, let me put this in perspective, because I don't know this, but my gut is that there's so many trials and tribulations of recovery that and so many setbacks can happen in all different directions. And these ghosts pop up in the past, and you got all these things, the pressure's on you. What would that kind of encouragement do to ensure that today's going to be better and easier. You know, like, I'm putting myself in the guy's shoes, like, man, I got all this negative stuff going, but I hear that. And now that's just a little bit of encouragement, you know?
But it makes it all worth what you're doing because, you know, when you're dealing with drugs and alcohol like I've dealt with it, being reassured that you're doing the next right thing and having, you know, it gives you a hope that it's a whole lot easier, Mickey, for me to go pick up a bottle or get some drugs and make everything okay in my life at that time. But when people encourage me and tell me that I'm doing the right thing, I don't have to go pick up that bottle. I don't have to go pick up some drugs. Yeah. And that's why I know people say you don't want people to recognize what you're doing. You want to do it under. But when people like me, we need that recognition. Because at any moment in my day, I could feel like I'm not good enough. And I know it would fix it within a second.
Well,
and I won't even think about the repercussions.
Yeah,
I just need that pain to go away right now.
Well, think about this, too. As I was telling Keanu during the break, man, have 10 kids. Because there's no better, there's no bigger reward, there's no feeling, there's no love like having kids. And so this guy gets to hear it from his kid that this is the best Christmas ever, man. That's great. And I thank all those listeners as well. That's great stuff.
Yeah, and I tell you, man, it just, and then I got a chance to meet Miss Terry and Mr. Terry yesterday. It's a family who her son is listening to me on the radio and told them about me. And he does the same thing in Winston-Salem with some soups and stuff. And I got to meet them yesterday. And, oh, my goodness, they were the most sweetest people I've ever met. That's and they listen to you religiously. And they listen to the roar. And they just, because when I pulled up, she said, oh, you're listening to our station. So it was awesome, man.
That's great. So, I'm glad to hear it, buddy. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm glad you're back. Hey, we might be over there Sunday. We were going to come this past Sunday, but we played golf instead. We got lazy, but we'll be back the next couple Sundays for sure.
Okay, buddy. I can't wait to see you.
You too, my friend. Take care of yourself.
All right.
Best Christmas ever. Thanks to our listeners for that. Sam, breaking news according to Grayson Mann. Have you seen this today?
What is it? From Grayson, if I haven't seen it yet, that's something.
Today on campus is UT Martin's Keyshawn Johnson, who is the Ohio Valley Conference's Defensive Player of the Year after recording 13 and a half sacks, 20 tackles for loss, 2 forced fumbles. And he is a defensive end, outside linebacker type, 6'3", 230.
Yep.
Pass rusher, edge rusher.
Yeah, this is one of the guys when we were talking earlier about the defensive line, kind of expect to see some stuff going on there with commitments and visits today. This is one that I would keep an eye on. That's the type of production you want.
Yes. Yeah. Show me a guy who can affect the passer. Let's do that for sure. 654-ROAR, 654-7627.
Good to see that they're going after edge rushers, for what it's worth. We haven't seen a ton of them so far rumored. That's a good one to have in the pipeline if they're able to bring him in.
We've seen the interior guys so far in the visit list. The Courtney Kelly from West Georgia, the Josh Huff from University of Pennsylvania, Jason Jenkins from Florida State, Malik Brockton from Auburn, and Jamal Wallace from Tennessee all have been linked to visit. Some have been here already, some coming, and some trying to set up visits and all that. Maybe 2 interior guys, 2 edge guys maybe. You know, one of the guys that I got questions about on our text line was, can they take the Southern Cal linebacker? I don't know if you've got enough funds for that, because this is something that I think not a lot of people kind of understand, and y'all are both NFL guys compared to me, but you know, in NFL, you have to make decisions. Like, you have X amount of dollars to spend, and you got to make decisions. And so look, in my opinion, I think it's pretty clear, Ferrelli's a better player than the Southern Cal linebacker. Southern Cal linebacker's got a great upside to him. A lot of people are saying both. Let's get both those guys, and let's maybe move Southern Cal guy out to nickel maybe. I don't know if he can play there in pass coverage or not. But it sounded to me going into yesterday, and again, I hadn't checked on it since, but it might be an either or, just from a funding standpoint, either or. You got to make choices, unfortunately.
I'm okay.
They got the better, if it is either or, they get a better player at least.
I'm okay with the linebacker room where it's at right now. It would be nice to add one more, but again, Ferrelli is really, really good and legitimate starter quality and possible ACC quality player going forward.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting someone that good in that room. So if they don't add there and they choose to reallocate elsewhere and bet on development for McLeod, Alexander, those kind of guys, or not Alexander, yeah, Alexander, that would be helpful. I'd be okay with that. I would love to add a guy there, but if it's that or another D-tackle, I think I'd rather the D-tackle.
Agreed. Agreed.
Or somebody on offense. I think I'd rather somebody on offense, a running back or a lineman, or God forbid they put money towards a quarterback.
Can we talk about that quickly? Because I got 1 minute here. I think 2 to 3 offensive linemen are needed. I think a starter at tackle. Because Jacobs, I'm gonna roll with Jacobs. Wade, Reed, Sadler, Thurman out there. I'd rather have Thurman on the inside. I get the Rommel kid from Michigan State. I like Jacobs and Rommel there. That way you lead Sewell and Sadler and O'Connell and Thurman and Blanchard on the inside guys. And I do think that Barclay and Wise might can help out early and on the offensive side inside. But, boy, I sure would like to have the tackle position, especially taken care of with a starter, and then maybe some depth guys. You know, Pennington looks like he's coming back. Are you comfortable with, if you got Rommel, let's assume you get him from Michigan State, you comfortable with him and Jacobs at tackle?
I'd like one more lineman. I think two linemen would be nice in the portal. I never want them to stop trying to add
interior
more
offensive tackle guy or versatile guy.
I think with Jacobs, I think you give him – Thurman's also there. I mean, I think you give him a try and feel pretty good about it because it's one of Matt Luke's guys.
Yeah.
I think you feel better about this room going forward because it's Matt Luke's guys, and if they don't work, it's on Luke.
Don't forget, I think they like Ware also. So Blanchard and Ware, a couple of young guys. O'Connell, I thought O'Connell played okay in the bowl game. I mean, I didn't see his guys sacking, you know, the quarterback a whole lot there. Pennington, Sewell, Sadler, O'Connell, Thurman, Blanchard. You know, that's a lot of bodies inside. Barclay and Wise.
I wouldn't mind another interior guy just with some starting experience somewhere because they don't have a ton of starting experience.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be at Indiana, but I mean, it'd be nice if it was somewhere.
Are you okay with Betancourt, Henry, and Brooking and Wilson at tight end? No tight ends in the class?
Yeah, if it's Betancourt, if you've got Betancourt, Pat Henry, and Brooking, that's a good tight end. Room. Okay. Cool.
Wide receiver wise, Wesco, Moore, Brown, Preston, Turner, Smith's trying to get an extra year. You bring in Burrows, you bring in Sellers, you bring in Salmon. One wide receiver, maybe? Could you have room for him?
You could argue it, but you could also argue just playing one of the freshmen. And using them as
I think Burrow's
like Burrows in a downfield role, the way they used Wesco and Moore extensively as freshmen, I think you could very well get by with that room. I mean, you have two guaranteed good starters there, and I'm sure that one of those guys can step up and be a three. I would still like to add one just in case.
Quickly, I think you need a running back. You didn't sign one this past year. Davidson, Zumame, Hayes, and Green. I think you need a running back.
I think this is the position on the offense, other than I would still argue quarterback, and I don't think they're going to take one. They absolutely need to add somebody at. I think you're fine at receiver. You're fine at tight end. You could probably justify one or two offensive linemen just for depth. I think you absolutely need a running back.
I'm with you for sure. And then, obviously, we can talk quarterback, but I'm not going to beat my head against the wall. Our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, beating the head against my garage floor would be just as good. The garage floor looks great. We love our garage floor. I'm supposed to clean out my garage floor tomorrow. I'm trying to talk my wife into letting me do it on Saturday. Since it might rain on Saturday anyway, I'll have more time. I won't have my little girl. I've got a meeting with Eric Steiner tomorrow morning. So either Thursday or Saturday, it'll be clean out the garage for the spring, 2026 big spring cleanup. So I'll let you guys know what time to be there. And you guys can help me with my doing all that.
You going to pay me?
I'll pay you. I'll pay you in wisdom.
Okay. There it is.
I'll pay in food. We love Carolina Flooring Specialists.
Free
our garage floor looks amazing.
It's the a best, college student?
Yeah, the best garage floor out there since 1999. Call Tim Worley today, 404-8158. Short break. Final phone call segment because we've got Dane Young, Andrew Oliphant, and Brad Brunell in hour number three.
It's bow time. Hurry in the Bojangles for 2 scratch-made sizzling sausage biscuits for just $4. One bite and you'll want breakfast for dinner. Good thing we serve savory sausage biscuits all day. But this 2-for-4 deal won't last forever. It's bow time.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying 2 phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
New year, new goals, but pain shouldn't hold you back. Start 2026 feeling better with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our advanced MLS laser therapy reduces pain, decreases inflammation, and helps your body heal without drugs, shots, or downtime. Whether you're recovering from surgery, fighting chronic pain, or getting back into the gym, this is the year to take control. Make pain relief your first resolution. Schedule today at recoverwithlight.com and step into the new year feeling stronger.
This isn't background noise. This is sports radio with teeth.
These guys are serious.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Harbin Lumber, been talking to Wes, getting it done. We love Harbin Lumber. The installed services are amazing. I got to tell you, their cabinets are incredible. You're going to love Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber does the custom design, custom made, custom installed cabinets. It's incredible. They'll do a great job for you there. The the screened-in porches, the decks did a great job. The garage doors, brand new. We got ours from them as well. All the interior products, exterior products, they did a great job with us. We'll do it with them again. Got a text message from a former a friend that works now in the industry and sells some Harbin Lumber stuff. Told you got a couple houses near our neighborhood that are Harbin Lumber. We love it. HarbinLumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. Since 1917, the very best in the business, full-service lumberyard. Everything you need for your contractors out there. I haven't ignored the text line. Sam, how's our text line today? I haven't seen one text. Well, I'll tell you about it. The first segment or two, we did
it's
a couple.
Good text line today. I've been responding to quite a few.
Good.
So
good.
We're having fun.
Let me get phone calls. Always take precedence here.
People are pretty happy about what's going on right now.
Yeah, that's if you just got a quarterback, you'd be really
it's
happy.
It's a change of pace from what we've had, rightfully yes. so, throughout the entire football season.
Every team. You go through this thing where you lose players and like, oh, I hate this whole system. And then you start getting players. Man, this is exciting. You know?
It's a lot of fun to be involved.
Yes.
Just want to be involved. Just want to be part of the party.
That's what I've been telling Keanu during the break. Just want to be involved a little bit over there. Just want to be appreciated over there.
So imparting your wisdom.
Yeah, don't want to have to go to the transfer portal
you didn't even, and you didn't even have to lay his flooring. You didn't even have to clean his garage.
I know. He got it through the hole. Let me see Chad in Columbia. One game season. Chad, good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Mick, it's funny. You're talking about paying him with wisdom. Remember like when your buddies like probably 15, 20, 30 years ago, they used to move. They'd offer you like a pizza and a 12-pack of beer to share with them, and you'd help them move all day.
Yeah, and then you'd eat half the pizza yourself, and you'd drink half the beer yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy. I used to volunteer to do that, but I'd delete somebody's number if they call me and ask me to do that today. Hey, Nick, dude, I feel awesome. Like, but part of me is like, why haven't we been doing this the last 4 or 5 years? I mean, this is fun. We're trying to win. We're trying to compete in this era of college football. But, Mick, I feel like something had to change. And because, I mean, this is a drastic development. So I'm wondering if Tom Allen went to Dabo and said, I can't be your coach unless you let me compete. I mean, something had to happen. So my question to you is, did he basically go to Dabo and say, hey, I want $12 million or $10 million or whatever and on my side of the ball, and this is what, and I'm going to be able to decide who gets it and what? Because historically, I feel like somebody like a Ricardo Jones definitely would have been retained, you know, if Wes Goodwin was still the DC. You know what I'm saying? And Dabo wouldn't have wanted to lose him and would have hoped he developed and improved in the offseason because we're a developmental program. And I think Allen realizes, like, hey, there's certain guys that just can't play here. And if they can't, we got to, you know, tell them that they're not getting NIL anymore, and we're going to find players that can. So I want to see if you know anything, because Strelo said something yesterday that I'd love for you to ask him about tomorrow. Strelo said something to the effect of getting the California linebacker. This is what happens when coaches are empowered to do their jobs.
Yeah.
And so to me, that's throwing a little shade maybe at Dabo, you know, maybe not intentionally, but it's obvious that there's one person in the athletic department that has been kind of anti-portal because – Brownell's thrived in it. You know, Backett, you could argue, has thrived in it. And Dabo's been the one kind of hesitant. And, Mick, you could argue that Dabo's maybe had the worst program on campus the last couple of years in comparison, especially when you look at the resources that he gets versus the others. So I want to get your thoughts on Strelo's comment. And then, Mick, is Grisham and Spiller and all these guys on the offensive side of the ball just asleep at the wheel? Because, I mean, I looked at our offense last year. I think that was the weak point almost. You know, now granted, we were super slow, but I feel like Allen at least schemed around it. Mick, we could never – I want, like, three interior offensive linemen. I mean, our guys look small on the interior. We never push people around and reestablish the line of scrimmage. I'd like to really be aggressive on offense, too, because, I mean, do you trust Cole Turner to separate on third down and make a play? I mean, I don't. And – if not, if we don't get a receiver, those are the guys who are going to be playing because we're going to have injuries. What are your thoughts, Dave Wilson?
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the phone call. A lot to unpack here. My gut is that Dabo has – Tom Allen is the head coach of the defense. Was told that when he was hired. That's his baby. And Tom Allen went to Dabo and said, the dudes are duds in the secondary. We got to get rid of these guys. We got to go and – not that the money's allocated. Jordan Sorrell's the general manager is like the allocator of money, and you've got so much on this side of the ball, so much on that side, so much of this room, so much of defensive backfield compared to linebackers, compared to defensive line, compared to the offensive line. You know, you got all that, and so you get, here's your money. here's how, you know, you help me. And the coaches in each room help, you know, decide who gets what and all that. But I think this is a matter that Tom Allen's in charge of the defense. And that Tom Allen saw poor play. I agree with you. I think, at times this year, you look back at the season, at times this year it was the offensive issue. At times it was a defensive issue. Dabo, I think, is – and he's more of the offensive guy. He's more the Pollyanna guy. He made a statement that I totally disagreed with in the Chad Morris release when he says we have elite talent on offense. I'm like, I don't agree with that. With that said, you guys, what was the bigger problem this year if you had to prioritize it? Offense or defense?
I'd say offense.
Sam?
The offense.
In the losses.
You can win games with a less than stellar defense if you have an explosive offense to make up for it. Yeah. You can't win when you have inconsistent quarterback play and inconsistent play calling.
At least in the losses, you scored 10 against LSU. That's the offense's issue. You scored 21 against a bad Georgia Tech defense. That's an offensive issue. You scored 21 against Syracuse. I argue both there, but you need to score more than that. You scored 24 against SMU with the backup quarterback. That was a defensive issue there. You scored 45 against Duke. That was defense. And you scored 10 against Penn State. I think the offense was more of an issue than the defense. But the defense, when they played bad, man, they just played bad. So with that said, the other part of it is that what you lost now, think about this for a second. Woods, Park, and Terrell on defense to the NFL. Williams saw only one. So 75% of the guys lost to the NFL were on defense. Also, Green, Story, Dixon, Thompson, Creighton, Anderson, Lewis, Barnes, Billing, and Jones. So that's 10 guys on defense that have gone to the portal. Only three on offense, Adam, Sapp, and Byrne. So the numbers indicate you're going to have more opportunities on defense. However, what we've seen so far is in the portal at least. Oh, no, by the way, in recruiting class, two quarterbacks, three wide receivers is five, a tight end is six, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 12 signees on offense, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 on defense. So you had more guys leaving on defense and less guys coming in on defense. So you had more overall numbers on defense. Both were bad. Offense and defense were bad, but it seemed like there were more opportunities there. He made a decision not to get a quarterback. That's one. I still think he needed running back. I'll take another wide receiver. I wouldn't take a tight end. I'd take three offensive linemen. I don't think they'll take a total of three offensive linemen. But more than anything else, it was that Allen on the defensive side of the football is in control and knew how to go about this, had used the portal in the past and seen the portal. Allen knows how to speed date.
Texter says Dabo seems fine portaling for defense because he's more involved on the offensive side of things and doesn't want to seem unloyal to guys over there.
Right.
He has seemingly isolated himself to letting Tom Allen do whatever. Do you think he would have let Wes Goodwin do the same thing on defense?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
So does he let Chad Morris do that? Because Chad Morris is also a former head coach, somebody who's been the CEO of a program. I don't know if we'll see that this offseason, but if he sticks around for next offseason, is still around then, I think you would for sure then. Or at least you'd have a better chance of seeing more movement on that side of the ball. They also had literally no choice but to hit the portal hard on defense. They ran out of bodies. I mean, they had to do something. As much as he probably doesn't love having to do it, they had to do something.
So let me leave you with this, because I got three guests coming up the next hour. Dane Young talking Georgia Football 805. Andrew Oliphant, 825, talking PGA Tour. Brad Burnell previewing tonight's Clemson-SMU game at 845. And by the way, just to give myself enough time before I don't run out, let me tell you about Terrell quickly before I make my final, I think, a very important point in the end of the hour. TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006. I love Trail. Love what they do. Hey, the better building process in 2026 is working. I'm seeing Trail everywhere. I need to get an update. I'll get an update on their projects right now of what they're doing and where they're at right now, because Trail 26 is amazing. And the Trail Corporation is someone I totally believe in. Love what Trail does and how they do it. So I want you to go to the social media sites to learn more about how they're doing it and what 2026 looks like. And, man, some of these buildings come out of the ground really are amazing. The better building process is working. And if you're looking for a great place to work, think about Trail as well. I got a minute to make this point. Dabo Swinney, these fans are excited right now. A few days ago, the fan base was all upset, slightly over the Mora stuff, but I think people got over the Mora stuff. You heard a little bit of the Todd Monken, who had you waited, and that kind of enraged the fans a little bit there, but they got over that. They can live with Morris. The fan base loves, and they were mad at Dabo about not taking a quarterback, mad about a five-year decline, mad about the season 7-6 and all that. The fan base is excited now because you've gone out and got four guys and you got 15 other defensive guys on defense, four committed to you already, and things appear to be up on the upside of it. On the offensive side, you're not getting a quarterback. I'm not sure you get anybody else. I keep hearing only one offensive line guy. Dabo's on that side of the ball. I think the fan base is going to be upset if you only get one transfer portal guy on offense. And I think that's fair. I think you need more at quarterback, running back, again, one wide receiver, some offensive linemen. Now, again, I don't know the money-wise of all that, but the fan base would be excited to have more of that. So I think that's where we are, but that's a Dabo thing compared to Tom Allen thing. Hour number three with three guests after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.